Okay, we're on Chof Aleph, Ahmed Aleph, on the top line. It starts making noises though. Levi Ikloa LeBovel. Levi visited Bovel, B'chadsa Tishrei, on the 11th of Tishrei. So that's the day after Yom Kippur. So Omar, he commented, Bosim Tavshila de Bavlai, smells geschmack, that Tavshil of the Babylonians. Problem is, B'yom Rabba de Ma'arava, it's on Yom Kippur of the Israelis. And they're like, oops. So Omrilei, they said to Ula, the residents, Lei, Asid, so testify and we'll do Yom Kippur. So Omrilehu, Lo Shemati, he said, I did not hear. I didn't hear them make the declaration, and therefore I cannot relay this information over to you, as we're going to see. Bezalel Shem Ha'am base. Machriz Rabbi Yochanan proclaimed, "Kol Heichu." He says, "Anywhere, the Motu Shluchim Nissan, where the Shluchim who are going out to proclaim that when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was, they can get there." The low motu shluchim Tishrei, but that place, this very same place, the shluchim of Tishrei can't get there because it's they don't have as many traveling days. So over there, even on Nissan, libdu tre yumi, you should do two days. I suppose maybe I think it means well 2 days of Yom Tov, gezera Nissan atu Tishrei. It's a gezera of Nissan atu Tishrei. So you got to, even though in theory they should only do 1 day of Pesach, they have to do 2 days of Pesach. Because of because it may come out to a kill call with Tishrei, because they may not do it correctly, because they assume that the shluchim came, well they didn't come, so maybe it's going to be chasa or it's going to be mole, they're going to whatever, but they're just going to mess up. So just don't do that. So Rabbi Aibu bar Nigri, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Iklo lahawash. So they went to that place. The Habamati shluchim Nissan, the shluchim of Nissan got there. Below Mati Shluchim Tishrei, but Shluchim Tishrei were not able to get there. But Avdu Chad Yuma, and they did 1 day of Pesach. Below Omru Lehu Below Midi, and the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan didn't protest. Shomer Rabbi Yochanan heard, but Ikpid, he was upset with his Talmidim. Omru Lehu, he said to his Talmidim, Lav Amri Lehu, did I not say to you, Heichan and Motu, where they can arrive the Shluchim Nisan, below Motu Shluchim Tishrei, but the Shluchim Tishrei can't get there, let it do Trey Yumi. You should do two days, Gezeira Nissan Atu Tishrei, and so fine. That was it. They gave him Tochacha because he expected more from his Talmidim. Rava Hava Rogil, he was accustomed to have a Yosef Patat Nisa. He would do Yom Kippur Trei Yumi, 2 days. He would fast for 48 hours because he was worried that maybe there would be Ma'aba Tishrei and Ma'aba El, sorry, and therefore Yom Kippur is going to be 1 day later. Zimna Chada, one time, Ishtakach of Ossi, actually happened to be, it was like him, and they actually were Ma'aba Elul, and he wasn't Nichshol. So Rav Nachman, Yosef Atanisa, he sat in a fast, Kuli Yom Kippuri, all day of Yom Kippur, and the Oysa, in the evening, before he had a chance to eat, also how Gavra, came a person, probably from Eretz Israel, Amalei the Macha Yom Rabba, but Ma'arava says tomorrow. It's meaning starting tonight is going to be his Yom Kippur. So Amalei, Rav Nachman said to him, Mehecha at, where are you from? Amalei, he said, Mi Dam Haraya. I'm from this place called Dam Haraya. So Amalei, this sounds very much like Dam Tieba Achrisoi. Blood should be his end, meaning he's speaking, you're going to kill me with what you told me. Because he wasn't so confident that he could fast for 48 hours straight. Koryalei, Rav Nachman said with regards to this person, says, Kalim, means swift hayarod feinu, were our pursuers. Basically, you were like kind of like a road ape, in a sense. Sholach lei, Rav Huna bar Abin l'Ravabach l'Ravah. He sent a message to Ravah. Kad chazis, when you see the moshka that it's continues to Kufas Teves, add until it's going on till Shitza B'Nissan until the 16th of Nissan. So therefore, basically, it's the winter is running into the spring. Avro lahaushaito, you should ma'aba that year. You should add an extra adder on And don't be concerned that even though it's an individual, it's a das yochid of the shitas achirim, which we're going to see, dichsiv, because it says they've got a poster which says basically indicates like them. What is that? Shomo esachoidesh ha'aviv. It says in the Torah, it says, should guard the choidesh ha'aviv. So what does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain that. And this is basically what's going on over here. It says, Shemor, be careful and make sure that the Aviv shall tukufa, the spring of the tukufa. So the tukufa is the solar cycle. So make sure that the solar cycle, Shiyehei, should be in, i.e. the spring of the solar cycle, Shiyehei b'chadash Nisan, and the choidesh of Nisan, but means the chidush, the renewal. And the renewal of Nisan means the first half of the month. So it has to be in the first 14 days of the lunar cycle. So we've got to be aligned. You have to have the spring solar that has to overlap with the lunar spring. So therefore, if it's going to basically the winter season is going to go until the 16th of Nisan, you're going to have to add another Adar to bring it back. So Omaluhu, Rav Nachman said, Lahanhu Nechusi Yoma, to the people who go down to the sea, i.e. sailors, often you guys, Jalo Yadisu, that you don't know, B'kavir D'yurcha, when we fix the month. So what's going to be with Bir Chomitz? Ki Chazisu, when you're going to see the seer of the moon, D'mashalim, that it basically moonset, yeah, L'yuma, the daybreak. So basically, there's moon sets at night. Bi'iru, you should destroy Chabiru, your chomet. Says the Gemara though, Amos Mashlim, when does normally the moon set with at night time? It's B'chamsa, it's in the 15th. V'ha anon mi'ba'av v'asa, mi'var iran. We have to destroy our chomets on the 14th. So it's too late. So answer the Gemara, the Ditu, according to the sailors, because they're on the sea, the Magluhu Alma, that everything's revealed, basically, it's all open, and therefore they can see the horizon well. But also, Mashlim, it looks like on the 14th already that the moon set is at Nate's time. So that is a good indicator. Okay, turning over the page. Masnisin. Al Shnei Chadoshim. On 2 months, Mechallin, they're allowed to Mechal Shabbos as a Shabbos. This is the Edim now. This is the people who saw the moon, and they're going to go to Beis Din to tell them when they saw the new moon. Al Tishrei for Tishrei, Al Nisan v'Al Tishrei for Nisan and Tishrei. Shebehen, which we're going to say because of let's Shebehen Shluchim Yotzin, for them the people go out after they've fixed the month and tell the people in the Lasuria in Surya. Shebehen, and also with them Masaknin Esamoidos, they also fix the festivals according to this Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Shahai Beis Hamikdash Kayem, when there used to be a Beis Hamikdash, Mechallin, all of the months, meaning the people who saw the new moon, to go and tell Beis Din so they can fix the new moon, the Chodesh, Mimneit, Kodos HaKorban, for the sake of the Korban Musaf, should be at the right time. So says the Gemara, Al Shtei Chodoshim, well, on 2 months, the Shluchim, meaning the proclaimers, go out and tell people when they were fixed Rosh Chodesh, Vesulo, and not more. Verminu, we said in the Mishnah earlier, it said Al Vav Chodeshim Shluchim Yotzin. On 6 months, the proclaimers would go out and tell people in the exile when they fixed Rosh Chodesh. So what do you mean? Why does it say two over here and over there it says six? So Amar Baye Hachikam. This is what it's saying. So Al Chulon on all of them the Shluchim Yotzin, the Be'erev. Generally, yeah, and the months, the shluchim can go out already from the evening. Let's say they know that definitely they're going to be Kaddish, the Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow morning. So they can even go out the night before and go and tell people when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. They don't actually have to hear from the Beis Din Mekudash. But Al Tishrei, however, on Nisan v'Al Tishrei, they can't go and tell people Ad Shishmuul, as we heard earlier, until they hear P based in for actually they hear based in say Mekudosh. So therefore, it's going to come out basically that if you don't let a Mechal Shabbos, it's going to limit the ability of the people to go and inform people when Rosh Chodesh was. For example, let's say you didn't let a Mechal Shabbos, so therefore they're going to have to come on Sunday, right? They have to come Moitzi Shabbos. And then you can't fix the Chodesh till like Sunday morning, because you can only Kaddish the Chodesh in the daytime. So they're gonna miss. So they're gonna miss all Moitzi Shabbos. They can't travel. Also, you know, sometimes when you get a bit, start late in the mornings, it takes a while. So they're gonna miss Sunday morning as well. So in order to make time, so therefore they're allowed to mechallel the Shabbos for that, for Nisan and Tishrei. So Tani Nami Hachi, we're gonna write it like this: Al Chulon Yotzin Mimbera, but all of them. You can go all the other months, you can go out from the evening already, even before you heard it in the Kudosh. Yeah, and Al Nisan Val Tishrei, with Nisan and Tishrei, Ad Shishmu, Mipi based in Mekudosh, until you hear from based in that it is Mekudosh. Tanarabon, Minayin, how do we know Shemechalin Alein as a Shabbos? How do we know that you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos in order to testify that you, when they saw the new moon? The Tamaloima, we've got a post that says, Eilim Oide Hashem, these are the festivals of Hashem, Asher Tikru Oisom, that you should call them, but Moed Adam, in their time. So you've got to call them on the time, so it's a directive. So therefore you could even Mechal Shabbos for it. So Yochol, you may think, Kishim Shemechalin, just as you're able to Mechal them, Ad Shis Kachu, in order for the sanctification, Kach so too, Mechalin, Ad Shis Kaimu, so too you can Mechal Shabbos in order to the people should keep the date, basically. It means the proclaimers to go out and tell people in the exile. Tamaloima says Asher Tikru Oisom, that you will call them Al Kri Osom on making the date and calling the date. Same Mekudash Atom Mechalel, you're allowed to Mechalel. Vi'i Atom Mechalel, but you cannot Mechalel Al Kiyumom, keeping the date. Meaning that people should know what the right date is. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Kishaya Beis HaMikdash Kaim. When they used to have a Beis HaMikdash, soon, Mechalin af al kulon mipnei tzikaros hakorban. They were mechalal on all of them because of the tzikaros hakorban. So Tana Rabbanan, Bereshoina originally hay mechalin af al kulon. They were mechalal on all of them, and Mishicharav Beis Hamikdash, when the second Beis Hamikdash just got destroyed, Amul Lahan, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says the people, Bechi yesh korban. Do you have a korban anymore? So they made a tzikana. Hiskinu shelo yeh mechalin. They should only mechallel al Nisan v'al Tishrei b'vav, only for the sake of Nisan and Tishrei, for the sake of the Mordos. Okay, next Mishnah. Masnisin bein shenira v'olil. Right, whether the moon is apparent to all, bein shelo nira v'olil. Whether it's hard to see, mechallelin olav as a Shabbos. You can mechallel Shabbos for it. Let's talk about the Edom again if they saw it. So Rabbi Yosi Omer, it says it depends. In Nirba Olil, if it's like apparent to everybody, it's very visible, Ein Mechalin Lov as a Shabbos. There's no reason to Mechalin the Shabbos because the people in Yerushalayim should all be able to see. So therefore, why do you have to come travel from afar when it should be visible over there to the people in Yerushalayim? So basically, you can only do it when it's hard to see. My Susha Avru, Yosem Arbim Zug, there was an incident where there was actually more than 40 pairs of Edim went past in Zug, Ikvim Rabbi Kiva Lud. And Rabbi Kiva said, when they got to Lud, they said, no, you're not needed, you should stay here. Okay, so he didn't want people to Mechal Shabbos so much. Shalach Lo, Rabbi Gamliel said to him, to Rabbi Kiva, Imakeva Ator, Esther Rabbim, if you're going to prevent the multitude from coming, Nintzeis is going to come out, Machshilan, you're going to hinder them. In the future, people are going to basically say, why bother coming? I remember last time I went and they stopped because I'm not needed. I'm probably not needed this time either. So don't stop people. They should all come. Gemara, my mashma. How do we know the high olil? This olil over here is lishna the migli. That it's lishna that it's revealed. Basically, the moon's revealed. Who? So Amar Yabahu, Amar Kra. We got to learn it from Tehillim. It says Imras Hashem. The words of Hashem, Imras Tahoros, they're pure. Kesef Tzorof, the like refined silver. But Olil Oretz, the apparent, the revealed to the people of the world. Mizukak Shivasoyim. And it's refined sevenfold, meaning seven times seven. So we see over there that it says, But Olil Oretz, that is revealed to the world. So we see that Olil is lost in Golui, revealed. Okay, now since we mentioned this pasuk, we're going to discuss it, because it's talking about the Torah over here, and it says Mezukak Shivasoyim. It's seven, it's purified, refined sevenfold. So Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar, Nun Shari Bina Nivru Ba'olam. The 50 gates of understanding which were created in the world. The Cholon Nisna LaMoshe. And all of them were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, with the exception of Chasa Achad, lacking one. How do we know that he was lacking one? Shenema, v'tachzireyu ma'at me'elokim. And he lacked one from God, and we know that there was 49 in from that previous pasuk. We said the Torah is mezukak shivasayim, there's sevenfold, which is 49. So therefore, if we add one onto that, then it's 50. So there's 50 levels of bina in the world. So now, Bikish Kohelis, Shlomo Melech wanted limtsoi divrei chayfetz. He wanted to find this divrei chayfetz, which is like an allusion to the Torah. Bikish Kohelis lios kemoisha. He wanted to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, to know as much as him. Yotze Baskol, Baskol came out, but Omra Lo, it said the following, which is the continuation of the pasuk. It says V'chosov Yosha Divrei Emes. It's written basically in the Torah. And what's written in the Torah? It says Loikom Novi. There never will be another Novi. Oid be Yisrael Kamoisha. No one's going to get to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore, we can't do that. It's basically it's going against what's written in the Torah. So you can't be the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu. For Chadama, one either Rav Shmuel or the other one said. He said basically like this, but Nevi'im lo kom. It says in the Torah, in the Nevi'im there's no one as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. But didn't Melachim come? Maybe in the Melachim, yeah, it can. So it was answered, and Shlomo Melech was as wise as Moshe Rabbeinu. So what I'm going to say this pasuk in Kehelis, what's pshat? Bikesh Kehelis lim so divrei chayfet. He wanted to find divrei chayfet. So we're going to say it's the matter of people's desires and wants. Bikish Koheles Ladun Dinim Shivalev. He wanted to judge the dinim, basically disputes and things that happened with what's in the hearts of people. Shaloba Adim, he didn't really need Adim. Shaloba Hasra, he didn't need Hasra. But Adim just tell you what the truth was, and he basically said I can figure that out. And the Hasra, the question you do Hasra is to check out if a person did it on purpose or didn't do it on purpose. But he knew. So Yatzah Baskol came out and said, "V'amr Allah," and said to him, "V'chosov Yosha Divrei Emes." That's the continuing of Koheles. So Al Pishnai made him that it's got to be done through the process as prescribed by the Torah, and you can't, even though you can figure it out, you can use maybe that's the thing with kind of video camera be used as ADUS. I don't know. So what that means, because even though he knew the MS, but no, gonna do what the Torah says. My sir, there was an incident, we just forgot the mission over here. Sha'avru Yoisim Arbim Zug, the Igman Rabbi Kiva Khule. So that was the Mishnah. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Chosva Shalom, Rabbi Kiva Igman, Rabbi Kiva would make such a mistake. He realizes the ramifications of this, what would happen. So Ella, it was really Shazfar. Who was the mayor? Rosh Hashel Gdar, right? Ikvan. He was the one who stopped them, and then Shalach Rabban Gamliel, the Rabban Gamliel, who was the Nasi, and he was in charge of appointing people. Very do, and he sat, gave him the sack from his Gudlos. Sorry, right? And Chanani asked over here. So how did the main mistake? There was Rabbi Kiva. What's his connection? So some people apparently they say that Rabbi Kiva lived in that area and he should have given Toichocha to Shazfar, so therefore he was had some accountability over there. That's why this mistake could happen. Zell. No, well I didn't prepare that. And I think I want to stress people out on Shabbos that if they want to catch up. So I'm gonna stop here.